I would suggest that we are all too aware of preparing, of getting ready at this time of year, especially this year perhaps. Not only is there all the seasonal preparing of Christmas cards, of family arrangements, of cooking and shopping, but we have the 900th anniversary all year, and the Christmas tree festival, and concerts and all, to say nothing of mince pies running into triple figures. And somewhere in the midst of this, we are to prepare our hearts and minds to make a space that is hospitable, so that God's gifts to us this year can be welcomed and appreciated. Somehow, we have to find a space to just be. Efficient management of lists and chores is not at the heart of what Advent can offer us. And today's readings suggest ways into the deeper underlying themes of the season. We start with the tortured soul that is John the Baptist. He was a miracle baby born to elderly, faithful, pious parents. His father couldn't take it in. Their son would be a prophet, the forerunner, the person who prepares the people for their Lord. John was faithful to his calling. He prepared the way of the Lord. He called people to repentance, admonished them, baptized them, sent them on their way. His uncompromising words and actions upset the powerful. He was imprisoned. When we meet him in this reading today, he knows that he will soon be killed in the malicious act of revenge. He's assailed by doubts of the sort which plague most of us, especially when we are exhausted. He is in crisis. Did I hear it right? Might I have missed the point? Did I get it right? Do it right? Or have I got it all horribly wrong? Am I mistaken? Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? Beneath it all is a desperate plea for reassurance. Tell me what I've done, okay? Jesus doesn't tell him it'll all be all right. It won't. Not this side of the grave, at least. Jesus doesn't reassure him, say that he's been on the right track all the time. Jesus' message to John reminds him that he is a prophet. He is commissioned to deliver the message he has been given by God, in season, out of season. Prophets are vocational doomsayers. They never say what people want to hear. They may be respected. They will rarely be welcomed. The role doesn't come with a retirement plan and a peaceful old age. They make uncomfortable company to prophets. But they are necessary. We need them. No wonder John felt he needed reassurance. Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect? In the midst of a crisis of confidence, we don't know which way's up. Even John wasn't sure. We think we need reassurance. But Jesus hasn't reassured John, and he may not reassure us. Nor is this a time for self-examination. We need to find our bearings again, to look out at the world around us, ground ourselves, stay in the moment. Walk the path that God sets before us. When we think about that path, almost inevitably our minds and memories turn to the steep and rugged pathway of the world. treading anything steep or rugged these days. So the reading from Isaiah is music to our ears and promises kindness to our bodies, whether it's the eyes, the knees, or anything between or around. God's people have been through tough times. They have come through their trials, at least for now. They have hopefully learned something of what God wanted to teach them. They are safe, they are cherished, and life is worth living. They are full of hope, delighting in walking through the blossoming countryside as the landscape opens up around them. And because they remember where they started, and they have not yet forgotten how dependent they are on God, they sing God's praise together as they walk into the holy city. What does any or all of that mean for us as we gather ourselves after the 900th and rally to engage with preparing our hearts and our minds for Jesus, along with everything else which saves us this time of year? Well, as we prayed when the candle on the Advent wreath was lit, we are to know how vital it is, in difficult times and in good times, to remain hopeful, to remain expectant, to look for joy. Wherever we are, and whatever we are and have been going through, Advent and Christmas bring hope and the promise of new life. It may be just an inkling, a sense of something. It may be something amazing which turns our lives upside down. Whatever we are given, we ask that we can wait with open hearts and open minds, and that we can welcome it as God's gift, letting it work within us as and when.